went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, you know, yes. In Madison, it is quite the delight to go on out in the single scene, find yourself a hottie, hopefully get connected, maybe make out a little bit, and then get that Snapchat or get that call, get that text, and sometimes it does not happen.
Sometimes it doesn't. The struggle is real.
It is real.
Hard out here.
And it is happening today with our boy, Chad. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
We're fabulous, Chad.
We're really good, actually.
Yeah, we're real good.
I need your help, ladies.
Okay.
All right.
I need your help.
Go ahead, honey.
All right. Here's my problem. I met this girl, Kelly, on Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Yes, we conversed for about a week or so. Really great conversation, so we decided to meet up. We went out for cocktails to Vintage Brewery. Ooh. Are you guys familiar with that place?
Oh, yes. I was just there Saturday. I love Vintage. Yeah.
You're always out, Tracy. When are you not drinking?
I know, right?
Well, here's to you. but, I mean, we had a couple of cocktails. Everything was great. We had really great chemistry. You know, I felt like we were super attracted to each other. You know, it was a lot of hand touching and talking.
Okay.
And after the date, you know, dropped her off. It ended well. Well, I didn't drop her off, but you know, we parted ways outside the brewery.
Okay.
And I walked her to her car. Let's say that. And I thought it ended well, but I haven't heard from her. I've been texting. I've been calling. I haven't heard anything. Should I send a message in a bottle? What's going on?
Oh, we did a message in the bottle.
That's
so old school.
Oh,
maybe she's like, that's so like Sting, like 1980.
That's so romantic. I'd like that.
Listen, if all the water wasn't frozen, I would.
I know, right?
Oh, you're so
I hear
sweet.
That.
Yes, we do.
I hear that.
Okay, well, it sounds like you had a really nice time.
Yeah.
Again, Plenty of Fish. Never been on it. Heard it's popular.
I heard it's a very popular app. I haven't been on that one. So.
Isn't that more of the Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am site, though?
No, no.
Oh,
that's,
no, I'm way
No,
tender.
It's more of the free, so it's for me.
Oh, my gosh, you're hilarious. It's free, so it's for me.
Okay.
Okay, so there it is. I mean, you two met. You went out to Vintage Brewing, which is a really great place. That's not far from us either. So how long has it been since last time you spoken with her?
I would say maybe almost 2 weeks now.
Oh,
We've had them where it's a month long. So.
Right, so 2 weeks isn't horrible.
But that's kind of pushing it, honey.
It is.
All right. Yeah. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Kelly and see what the heck happened. Sound good?
Yeah, what the heck happened? We need to know.
Right. Yeah, let's find out.
We all need to know.
Sounds all right, like a great guy.
It sounds like a good time.
Okay.
All right, it's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We got our boy Chad on the phone.
Yes.
Tracy, he is calling in for a second date, hopefully with this girl, Kelly. Now, they met on Plenty of Fish.
Yes, that's where they met.
There's a lot of fish in the sea, honey.
There's a lot of fish in the sea.
But he liked this one.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
It sounded like a great date, and he seems
like
a really nice
guy. I didn't want to throw this one back in the sea.
Oh,
I wanted to keep it.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. You're so cute. So, so they went to Vintage Brewing and had some great cocktails.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, it's been like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right, my man. We're going to give her a call. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Okay. Good luck to you. Hopefully, we can catch her again.
Yeah.
Catch her.
Catch that fish.
Reel her in.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kelly?
Speaking.
Oh, she sounds so... Yeah. Hi, Kelly. My name is Krista, and then we have Tracy here from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, girl.
Oh, my God. I listen to you guys. You guys are so fun.
Oh,
this is awesome.
You're so
sweet. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
Oh, well. Well, first of all, we love... the love.
Yes.
And second of all, well, listen, we're not the only ones who love you, girl, because there was a guy by the name of Chad.
Yes.
He was on a lot of fish at one time called Plenty Of. And he liked to reel you back in, honey, because he likes you.
He fell back in the sea, girl.
Yeah, honey. What happened with that date? Because you're on second date update.
Yeah, why are you in the sea?
Why are you in the sea?
Oh.
Maybe she wants a shark.
But I mean, he's not listening, right? Can I?
Oh, no.
No, you can tell us. We're your girlfriends. Tell us what happened.
We're gossiping.
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome. I love that I'm talking to you guys. No, you know, it's just one of those things. He was super hot.
Oh.
Really hot.
Of course he was.
And there was a lot of chemistry. Okay. I mean, let's put it this way. He works for, like, this pest control kind of place. But, I mean, I saw he showed me a picture of himself in his uniform, and he still looked hot. Like, he's a 6'3" tall glass. But, and he was funny. I wanted to, I was on the fence, you know, when we were hanging out. We just went to, I don't know if you guys know Vintage, but we just went. Cocktails and appetizers. That's it. And I was like, well, I need more than just, you know, a pretty face. I need to be attracted to his mind and personality, his belief system. So it was going okay, but I just it didn't end up working.
Why?
So,
well, it sounds all good so far.
It sounds fine. Well, why, girl? Tell us.
I don't want to sound like but
did he have a pest in his car? That's really dumb. That was really
I didn't
dumb.
Even care about that. I mean, that was like, I mean, that's fine. No, you know, we had just we were just starting like our second round.
Okay.
He went to the bathroom. He came back. He ended up sitting next to me when he came back, which is fine. It still felt natural.
Yeah.
You know. And like I said, I was like, well, you know, he seemed really eager. I was like, let me see if he's just excited or he's being desperate. You know. Let me just see. So it was fine. He was sitting there, but I mean, it went all downhill from there. His body odor was insane.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, you know, earlier I thought, wow, I could kind of get a waft of something, you know, and I didn't know if it was like,
girl,
we had the fried cheese curds or like someone had passed out or something, you know, just once in a while. But when he got next to me, it was like a straight up like homeless person.
And
like, I maybe he was nervous, I don't know, but I made a joke to try to get him back to his side of the table, but then he kind of was like, and started to put his arm around me, like in a huggy, jokey way. I almost gagged.
I
couldn't.
What is going on?
Oh, my God. I couldn't eat for the rest of it. That was it. And I ordered my favorite, like, pretzel breaded fries.
Oh, my gosh. She's hilarious.
Haven't had those.
So wait a minute, Kelly.
What is my body odor? What?
There he is,
Chad's
honey.
On the line, girl.
Chad is on the phone. Yeah. Chad, seriously, did your armpit smell?
No. When I went to the bathroom, when I went to the bathroom before I slid over to her, I put on my I put on some body spray.
I guess it's nasty.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. She, it sounds like you had some like onion, like your armpits were like that onion mayo smell.
No, she may have been smelling some of the food we ordered because it was kind of odoriferous. But it wasn't
it was
me.
You,
no
honey.
Way.
It was you.
Before I came.
Yeah. There's a clear difference between B.O. and like bad body spray.
Yeah, I mean, there's a clear difference.
Were you wearing Axe body spray?
It smells good, though.
I know. I like Axe, but I don't know any other body spray.
It wasn't like that, though. I feel so bad saying that. Like, it was like B.O.
I swear it wasn't. I was sending a sample of my shirt from that night. No way.
Oh, no, please.
He's going to send a sample of the shirt.
Please tell me that.
Oh, my gosh, I feel bad. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh.
You really are a great guy. Just, and I can be a little bit, you know, guys, I can be a little, I'm a hygienist, so I'm, you know, I'm definitely a little bit of a germaphobe.
Yeah.
But I have to, listen, sometimes I have to, it's a trick that I learned from, like, our friend's dad was a fireman, and when they have to go into houses where their bodies, they put a little vix in the nose. So when I'm working, sometimes I have to put a little vix. I had to go to the bathroom. Put a little vix in my nose just to get through.
Yes.
I couldn't get the smell. I couldn't get the smell on my nose, Chad.
I'm just thinking maybe perhaps because you work in pest patrols that maybe you accidentally sprayed yourself with some of your pesticide. you know, stuff instead.
No, maybe that's what you used on accident. We use a non-toxic cleaner.
Krista, what about showering before
no
a date?
Odor. Well, I shower before I came.
See, he showered.
Okay.
My body breaks. I actually showered with Lever 2000.
Oh, he used to Lever 2000.
Yeah. Then I put up the CK1. I covered all my bases.
Honey, you're bringing me back to some high school days CK1, some Lever 2000. Too legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. That's what that brings me back to. All right, well, listen, this is the thing. We are calling to see, girl, if you would want to go on a second date with Mr. Chad, with Mr. All Natural. This is how I smell.
Right.
Hey, I have an idea. We'll go to a hookah bar.
Oh.
So if I do think it'll mask the smell. Let's do it.
We can go to the, Mediterranean hookah lounge is phenomenal. And they have belly dancers there. Do you want to go? We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I wasn't expecting this at all.
Yeah, it's gonna
happen. I was just gonna ghost him, but see how he's adorable.
She's
like
honest.
He's really funny.
Yeah, I think he's funny too. Oh,
see,
you know what?
Yeah,
you should give it another try. Yeah. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, my mom has always told me, just one date. You don't know.
Yes.
You gotta go out. Things can change.
Don't judge him by his body spray.
No, it'll be totally different the second time around. Who knows? You can marry the guy.
Yeah. Maybe you can get some Eternity dip or some Drakkar.
Oh, yes.
Some classic Drakkar.
What are you thinking, girl? What are you thinking?
I'd have to think about it.
Oh, well.
Maybe I might call him. I mean, I'm leaning a little more on the other side now.
Okay.
Talking to you guys. I had a good laugh.
And give it one more shot. I wish we could go on the date with you, girl.
We'd
be in the background somewhere. But
that would be fun.
I love the hookah lounge, honey. We'll meet you there.
Yeah, we'll meet
Sound good?
Yeah. I'll go back to Vinny's.
All right, let's do it.
Look at that, Chad. You get a threesome.
We've saved another date.
All righty.
It'll be a foursome.
Oh, it's a foursome.
Hello. Chris, did you get me?
Okay.